To get through the winter, the tiny island village of Nikolsky depends on a single barge full of fuel. This winter, that barge still hasn't made it. Bad weather kept it out for months, until seas calmed down on January 7th. That morning, the vessel, which is operated by Delta Western Fuels, finally got within view of the village harbor. Tracy Hoffmeister, a teacher at the Nikolsky School, says she could see the barge from the shore.
I actually took a picture of it. The water was very calm. The tide was high. And next thing I know, the boat's headed out of the harbor.
Delta Western executives didn't return calls for comment today. But what Nikolsky residents say they could glean from the Delta Western crew's radio chatter at the time is that after waiting out a storm the previous night, the barge crew wanted to rest before coming into the harbor. But instead of offloading at the village, the barge turned around and headed back out to sea, for reasons that aren't clear. Nikolsky residents say they're still hoping a Delta Western barge will eventually make it out to the island. Connie Fredenberg, the winter caretaker at the Ugladach Hunting and Fishing Lodge in Nikolsky, says the village is getting by with a trickle of fuel coming in on cargo planes and fishing boats.
The emergency shipment yesterday brought in 5 barrels of number one, and that's what folks use for heat. So that got distributed around so everybody has some heating oil, but a lot of folks were out and were using either electric heaters if they had no wood stove, or anybody who's got a wood stove has been using it.
Nikolsky's received 10 emergency shipments so far since September, and that fuel's cost the local tribe about as much as it spends for a year's worth of operating expenses. One cargo plane was also damaged trying to land on the Nikolsky airstrip in a blizzard. But Hoffmeister says until a barge does arrive, locals are doing what they have to do to get by.
I have a family living with me in my house, and also all the school children are meeting in my home for school, trying to preserve fuel. We have our heaters turned down pretty low and just trying to make it until they get back.
Most villages in western Alaska get their fuel by barge, and in the fall, companies like Delta Western face the difficult prospect of deciding which ones to get to before the rivers freeze along the coast and winter storms pummel the Aleutians. But Nikolsky placed its order in July, and this is the second year in a row that Delta Western has failed to get to the village in time. Last fall's shipment arrived at the end of October, by which point the community had run almost entirely out of fuel and was on the point of losing its running water. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.